各位弟兄姐妹，各位来宾，圣诞快乐！
圣诞快乐
！Merry Christmas, brothers, sisters, and friends.
当你想到圣诞节时，你会想到什么？首先，让我们一起回顾一下前几年的圣诞夜信息。
When you think of Christmas, what comes to mind? Let's look back at the Christmas Eve messages from the past handful of years.
你想到君王降临吗？因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。
Do you think of the coming to the king of the king? For to us a child is born, to us a son is given.And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness, from this time forth and forevermore.
或你会想到天使对牧羊人说的话吗？不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息。是关乎万民的，因为今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
Or do you think of the words of the angels? I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.
或是你会想到神的爱，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Or do you think of God's love? For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him.
不知道大家有没有听过 Hallmark Channel 赫曼国际电影台的圣诞节倒数活动吗？
Have you guys heard of the countdown to Christmas event on the Hallmark Channel?
每年从十月的最后一周到一月一号 ，Hallmark Channel 都会不间断的播放圣诞电影。如果你看过这些电影，你会发现他们的故事情节非常相似。
Every year from the last week of October to January the 1st, Hallmark Channel shows Christmas movies nonstop. If you watch these movies, you'll notice that they have very similar storylines.
电影里通常有一位自私、只在乎自己事业的男主角，他搬到一个新的小镇或城市，遇到一个非常友好、无私而且充满圣诞节精神的女主角。
The movie usually starts with a selfish, career-driven male lead who moves to the new town or city and meets a very friendly and unselfish female lead full of the Christmas spirit.
他们被迫要一起解决一些问题，通常是当地的溜冰场要停业了。或者是当地流浪动物收容所要关闭了等等。
They are forced to work together to solve some problems, such as a local ice rink going out of business, local pet shelter closing, etc.
男主角一开始很心不甘情不愿的，但透过圣诞节的魔力以及女主角无私的行为，男主角学会了关心身边的人，学会了无私。
The male lead starts out being a Grinch and refusing to help.But through the magic of Christmas, and usually a big unselfish act from the female lead, the male lead learns to be unselfish.
当你想到圣诞节时，你会想到耶稣的舍己吗？这个圣诞夜，让我们一起用圣经来，来看圣经如何向我们显明耶稣的谦卑和舍己的爱。
Do you think of Jesus' humility when you think of Christmas? This Christmas Eve, let us learn what the Bible teaches us about Christ, about Jesus' unselfishness and humility.
让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，你是万主之主，你是万王之王。Dear Heavenly Father, you're the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. 从亘古到永远，你坐在你的宝座上，所有的一切都在你的主权下。From eternity to eternity, all things are under your sovereignty, nothing is out of your control. 但2000年前，你却来到世上，你派你的独生爱子来到世上。But 2,000 years ago, you sent your only son. 他道成肉身，住在我们中间。Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. 为了让我们知道我们的罪是多么的严重，需要神的独生爱子的血才能洗净我们的罪。To let us know how serious our sins are, only the blood of Christ, God's only son, can wash us clean. 但同时也让我们知道你是多么的爱我们。But at the same time, you let us know how much you love us. 主，今夜就请你用你的圣灵打开我们的心，让我们的心能够变成像好土一样。Lord, tonight, please use your Holy Spirit, fill us up, make our heart into the good soil. 让你降你道成肉身的信息能够在我们心里扎根结果。Let the message can take roots in our heart and produce fruit. 所以我们可以尽心尽意尽力的爱你 ，so that we can love you with all our heart, all our mind, all our soul. 一切祷告奉主耶稣名求。I pray all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. 关于耶稣的谦卑，神的话是怎么说的呢？让我们一起读腓立比书二章五到八节。我们先读中文，再读英文。
What does the word of God say about Jesus' humility? Let's read Philippians 2, 5 through 8 together. We'll read it in Chinese first and then in English.
大家请。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的样式，成了人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death,Even that's on a cross.
要了解神耶稣的谦卑，我们先看看耶稣是谁。第六节说，他本有神的形象。
To understand Jesus' humility, we first look at who he is. Verse 6 says, he was in the form of God.
我很喜欢的一首赞美诗是《我神真伟大》。你是否曾经想过我们的神有多伟大？
One of my favorite praise songs is, How Great is Our God. Have you ever pondered the greatness of our God?
让我用天上的星星为例，以赛亚书四十章二十五到二十六节说：“那圣者说，你们将谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象，按数目领出他，一一称其名，因他的全能，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。”
Let me use the stars in the sky as an example. Isaiah 40:25-26 says.To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing.
你是否曾经在大山深处露营，抬头仰望夜空中的银河呢？你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象。
Have you ever camped deep in the mountains and looked up at the Milky Way in the night skies? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these.
你知道银河系有多大吗？如果把我们缩小成一个沙子的大小，一个尘土的大小，那么地球大约有一个美式足球场那么大，大概七个教会的大小，太阳大约有洛杉矶市这么大。
Do you know how big the Milky Way is?If we were the size of sand, the earth would be about the size of a football field, about seven times the size of our church building. The sun would be about the size of the city of Los Angeles.
让我们继续这个比喻。现在把地球缩小成一粒沙子这么大，那么太阳大约有一颗篮球这么大，整个太阳系大约有一个美式足球场这么大。
Let's continue this analogy. If the earth is the size of a speck of sand, the sun would be about the size of a basketball.And the whole solar system would be about the size of a football field.
最后，我们再把太阳系缩小成一粒沙子的大小。银河系大约是整个湾区的大小，而银河系只是宇宙的一小部分。
Finally, let's shrink the solar system down to the size of a speck of sand. The size of a Milky Way would be about the size of the whole Bay Area. And the Milky Way is only a tiny part of the whole universe.
你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象，按数目领出，他一一称其名，因他的全能，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing.
弟兄姐妹们，陪我再读一次这段经文。你们向上举目，看谁创造这万象。他是牧领主，他一一称其名，因他的权能，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their hosts by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he's strong in power, not one is missing.
我们的神就是如此的伟大，耶稣就是如此的伟大。哥罗西书说，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
This is how great our God is. This is how great Jesus is. Colossians 1:16 says, "For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him."
每个主日，我们敬拜的就是这位伟大的神。当你走进教会时，我们该怎样准备我们的心来教会参加主日呢？
Every Sunday, this is the God that we worship face to face. When you walk into church, how should we prepare our hearts for worship?
当你读圣经时，你正在读这位伟大神的话语。每天的灵修对你来说是一件苦差事吗？还是你每天都期待读这位伟大的神的话语？
When you read the Bible, you're reading the word of this great God. Is daily devotion a chore to you?Or do you eagerly look forward to reading the word of this great God every day?
当你祷告时，你是向这位伟大的神祷告。你的祷告包含敬拜和感恩吗？还是你的祷告只是把神当作一个神灯里的精灵？
When you pray, you are praying to this great God. Does your prayer contain adoration and thanksgiving? Or are you treating God like a celestial bellhop in your prayer?
当你在苦难或试验中向神呼求时，当你在祷告中将悲伤、焦虑和愤怒带到神面前时，你有没有意识到你是把他们带到这位伟大的神面前？你不是在向朋友发泄，或是向心理咨询师交谈，你正是把他们带到这位创造宇宙万物和生命的神面前。
When you cried out to God in sufferings and in trials, when you bring your sadness, anxiety, and anger to God in prayer,Do you realize that you are bringing them to this great God? You are not just venting to a friend or talking to a therapist. You are bringing them to the God who created the universe.
你知道最神奇的事是什么吗？虽然他这么伟大，他却顾念我们，爱我们。诗篇第八篇，大卫说：“我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说：人算什么？你竟顾念我们；世人算什么？你竟眷顾他。”
And you know what the most amazing thing is? He cares and loves us. In Psalm 8, King David praised God, When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you care for him?
我们怎么知道神顾念和眷顾我们呢？腓立比书二章六到七节说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。约翰福音一章十四节说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
How do we know that he cares and loves us? Philippians 2:6-7 says, Though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped.But emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. John 1:14 says, And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
耶稣不但道成肉身来到世上，而且取了奴仆的样式，成为人的样式。万物都是照着耶稣所造的，也是为他而造的，但他却住在我们中间，并同情我们的软弱。
Not only did he come, he took the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man. Jesus, through whom and for whom all things were created, came and tabernacled among us and sympathized with our weaknesses.
当你为学校、工作或家庭担心或焦虑时，请记住他道成肉身住在我们中间。当你觉得自己不被重视或不被爱时，请记得他道成肉身住在我们中间。
When you are worried or anxious about school, work, or family, remember that he came and tabernacled among us. When you feel that you are not valued or can't be loved, remember that he came and tabernacled among us.
当你感到孤单时，请记住他道成肉身住在我们中间。当你觉得自己搞砸了，请记得他道成肉身住在我们中间。
When you feel lonely, remember that he came and tabernacled among us. When you feel that you messed up, remember that he came and tabernacled among us.
当我们记得他道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理，我们就可以把所有的悲伤、焦虑、愤怒、恐惧、羞耻、沮丧、绝望等等带到他的面前。
We can bring all our sadness, anxiety, anger, fear, shame, frustration, despair to him when we remember that word became flesh and dwelt among us.
他不但住在我们中间，他也体恤我们的软弱。希伯来书四章十五到十六节说，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩的宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Not only did he make his dwelling among us, he sympathizes with our weaknesses. Hebrews 4:15-16 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who is in every aspect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need."
他知道我们正在经历什么，因为他亲身经历过。所以正如大卫在诗篇62篇8章中提醒我们，你们众民当时时依靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。
He sympathizes with our weaknesses because he personally experienced them.Just like David implores us in Psalm 62:8, trust in him at all times. O people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refugee for us.
在腓立比书二章三到五节，保罗教导我们，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督的心为心。那我们如何以基督的心为心呢？
In Philippians 2:3-5, Paul instructs us to do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves. So how do we have Christ's mindset?
我们如何像基督一样做任何事情都不出于自私的心，不考虑自己的利益，要看别人的需求比自己更重要呢？
How to be like Christ? Do nothing out of selfishness. Do not consider your own interests and consider the needs of others more important than your own.
但这有一个很大的问题，当我告诉你们不要考虑自己的利益时，你在想什么？
But there is a big problem.If I tell you not to think of your own interests, what are you thinking about?
让我以自己失败的减肥为例。
Let me use my own failed diet as an example.
最近我一直在尝试透过不吃午餐或午餐少吃来减肥，但下午三四点我就会开始觉得好饿。我常常告诉自己不要想着桌上的零食，不要想着我好饿。
Recently, I have been trying to lose weight by skipping lunch or eating less for lunch. Around 3 or 4 p.m., I would start to get hungry, and I would often tell myself not to think about snacks and not to think about my hunger.
但是我越告诉自己不要想着我好饿，不要想着零食时会发生什么事情，我脑子里只会越想越饿，越来越想吃零食，最后还是吃了零食，所以我的体重没有减轻，反而增加了。
But the more I tell myself not to think about my hunger and not to think about snacks, what happens? I think about my hunger even more and think about snacks even more. I end up getting snacks and I end up getting weight instead of losing weight.
如果我们只是反复地告诉自己不要考虑自己的利益， 要像基督一样倒空自己，那么我们最终还是会考虑到自己的利益。
If we repeatedly tell ourselves not to think of our own self-interest, to empty ourselves like Christ, we always end up thinking about our own interests even more.
要学习像基督，要学习一样谦卑，并以基督的心为心。让我们先看看耶稣的心，让我们看看从哪里可以获得这个力量，来帮助我们以基督的心为心。
To learn to be humble like Christ and have the same mindset as Christ, let's first look at Jesus' mindset and look at where we can get the power to have the same mindset as Christ.
第八节说，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。耶稣谦卑自己，顺服天父，这就是以基督的心为心。
Verse 8 says, And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Jesus humbled himself by becoming obedient to the Father.
在约翰福音中，耶稣反复地告诉门徒和群众，他是为了遵行天父的旨意。
In the Gospel of John, Jesus constantly tells the disciples and the crowd that he came to do the Father's will.
即使在痛苦的时刻，耶稣在客西马尼园的祷告说：“我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。然而，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。”耶稣祷告时顺服神的旨意，不照自己的意思。
Even in a moment of anguish in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prayed, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as Your will."Jesus prayed by thinking about God's will and not his own interests.
以基督的心为心，就是放下自己的权利，因为时时只求神的旨意成就。
To have the mindset of Christ is to put down your own rights and interests and constantly think of fulfilling God's will.
我们如何知道神的旨意呢？我们如何做出合神心意的决定？
How do we know God's will? How do we make a decision that pleases God?
这是一个很大的话题，但我用一个简单的比喻来说明。
This is a big topic, but I will use a short example to illustrate.
当我们小的时候，我们依赖父母告诉我们该做什么，不该做什么。例如，现在我们计划好 Lucky， 我们孩子的一天，例如什么时候睡觉，什么时候吃饭，什么时候玩耍等。
When we're little, we relied on our parents' specific instructions.For example, right now, we plan out Lukey's, our child's day, such as when to nap, to eat, to play, etc.
作为一个孩子，他依靠父母具体的指示来知道如何明智地利用他的时间。但我们也希望他能够根据我们的教导来认识什么事情比较重要，什么事情没有那么重要，并学会如何计划他的一天。
As a kid,He relied on our specific instructions to know how to spend his time wisely. From our instructions, I also hope that he will learn what his priorities are, such that as he grows up, he will learn how to plan his day wisely.
同样，当我们读圣经时，除了学习该做什么、不该做什么，我们要从神具体的诫命里看到神的属性，还有他喜欢什么、不喜欢什么，以便我们知道如何做出合神心意的决定。
Similarly, as we read the Bible and learn the do's and don'ts, we should also focus on what the specific instructions tell us about God's character and his likes and dislikes so that we know how to make decisions that please God.
在我们团契的查经，我们最常使用的应用问题之一是从今天的经文中你看到神的哪些属性？神的这些属性如何帮助你面对这周或下周要面临的挑战？
In our fellowship's Bible study, one of the most often used application questions is, What characteristics of God did you see from today's scripture passage? And what does knowing those characteristics of God help you with the challenges that you face this week or will face next week?
慢慢的，当你越来越了解神的属性和他喜欢什么、不喜欢什么，你就会知道神的旨意，也会慢慢的学习顺服神的旨意。
Slowly, as you learn more and more about God's character and his likes and dislikes, you'll know God's will and be constantly thinking about obeying God's will.
最后，我们从哪里得到力量来帮助我们以基督的心为心，看别人比我们重要，并将他人的利益置于自己的利益之上？
Lastly, where do we get the power to have the same mindset as Christ, to think of others as more significant and to put others' interests before our own?
我们不能纯粹地用意志力来改变我们自己的心， 用意志力改变我们的心，就像用蛮力弯曲一根铁棒。
We cannot use sheer willpower to change our hearts. Changing our hearts using willpower is like trying to bend a metal bar with brute force.
如果我们没有施加足够的力，铁棒就会弹回原来的形状。如果我们用力过大，铁棒可能会折断。即使我们成功地用蛮力弯曲了一根铁棒，它弯曲的地方在结构上会比较脆弱，很容易断。
If we don't put enough force, the metal bar will just snap back to its original shape. If we put too much force, the metal bar might snap. Even if we do successfully bend a metal bar with brute force, the place where it's bent is structurally weakened and can be easily damaged.
要轻松地弯曲铁棒而不损坏它的结构时，我们必须加热，必须融化那个铁棒。
To bend a metal bar easily without structural damage, one must heat and partially melt the bar.
同样，我们必须将我们的心带到神面前。在以西结书36:26-27，神说：“我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。”我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，遵行我的典章。
Similarly, we must bring our hearts to God, who said in Ezekiel 36:26-27, "And I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh."And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules.
把你的心带到十字架前，让耶稣为你所做的一切来融化你的心。
Take your heart to the cross and let what Jesus has done for you melt your heart.
你是否为某件事情焦虑或担心？你容易烦躁或没耐心吗？你是否容易生气或难以原谅他人？请记住他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Are you anxious or worried about something? Are you easily irritated and impatient? Are you easily angered or having trouble forgiving others? Remember that though he was in the form of God,did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
用耶稣在十字架上为你所做的一切来融化你的心，让神重塑你的心。
Let what Jesus did for you on the cross melt your heart, and let God reshape your heart.
在任何情况，请记住，虽然他创造了整个宇宙，但他道成肉身，必住在我们中间，体恤我们的软弱，在十字架上用他的宝血洗净我们的罪。
In all circumstances, remember that though he created the whole universe, word became flesh and tabernacled among us. He sympathizes with our weaknesses, and on the cross, he washed away our sins with his precious blood.
所以我们可以坦然无惧地来到父神面前，得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
So let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
你希望让这位本有神的形象，却为你罪舍己的耶稣来掌管你的生命吗？
Do you want Jesus, who was in the form of God, but died for your sins, to be the Lord and Savior of your life?
首先 ，A 承认 admit 承认我，叛逆神，没有活出神的荣耀，视为罪人。
First, A admit humbly admit that you are a sinner before God.
B believe 相信耶稣是神的儿子，相信耶稣道成肉身，成为我的代罪羔羊，被钉死在十字架上。
B believe that Jesus is the Son of God who died on a cross for my sins.
最后 ，C confess 宣告，决志信主，公开表明自己与基督的关系，公开宣告耶稣是我生命的主，是我的救主。
Finally, C confess, publicly confess my relationship with Christ and publicly declare that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior.
ABC 除了告诉我们如何成为基督徒，也是对基督徒每天的提醒，帮助我们天天记得神爱我，为我舍己，给我力量活出舍己的爱。
In addition to telling us how to become a Christian, ABC is also a daily reminder for Christians, helping us to remember every day that God loves us and sacrificed himself for me. It also gives us the strength to live out sacrificial love.
让我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的阿爸天父，谢谢你，谢谢你道成肉身，来到世上，为了告诉我们你是多么的爱我们。Dear Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for becoming flesh to tell us how much you love us. 主啊，我们真的不配，我们没有做任何事情配得让你如此的爱我们。Lord, we are unworthy. There is nothing we have done that warrant you becoming flesh to show us how much you love us. 主，就求你的圣灵，每天的提醒我们，让我们每天的提醒我们，我们的罪是多么的严重，同样的也提醒我们，你是多么的爱我们。Lord, please let your Holy Spirit fill us so that we can be daily reminded how serious our sins are, but also at the same time, how loved we are. 主，谢谢你，一切祷告，奉主圣名求。Lord, thank you for everything. I pray all in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.